and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Found producer Gary a date for tonight. Looks like a pretty good guy, but we figured we better get her tuned up. Some pointers before she heads out.
Did you know that Connecticut has its own matchmaker? Joining us this morning on Star 99.9, today's best mix, Anna and Raven. It's Karenna Alexander. And that's like your job, is you set people up on dates.
I do. There's a lot of people in Connecticut and New York City who are really frustrated with online dating. They just haven't met their match, so they turn to a matchmaker. They're sick of going out to bars and doing online dating. So, yeah.
But where do you find the guys and the girls that you match up together?
Well, I have a database. It's something I've kind of worked on for the last few years. When I get a client, I look through my database to see if I find someone in there who matches with him or her. But sometimes if that special person is not in there, I just go all over the place. I go to events. I have recruiters that go out and look. I ask friends. You look on Facebook.
I feel like she's like a puma.
I mean, that's really cool.
She's out on the hunt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you see the traits that are going on. So you have all the fun of being the predator and none of the pressure of being the one who truly, you know.
You know what? That's a really good point. I do feel a little bit of rejection sometimes when I have an amazing client who's beautiful and then a guy turns her down because she's not quite supermodel beautiful. I do feel a little bad. But on the other hand, it's nowhere near as bad as if it was me on the line.
Right.
You know?
Right. You have credentials. You went to Columbia University.
Yeah.
You actually have a degree in matchmaking. How does that work?
Well, my degree is in journalism. Then I became a dating coach because I had a problem with a dating situation like 15 years ago. And I read a book and the woman that wrote the book taught me to become a coach. And I got certified by the Matchmaking Institute of New York City to become a matchmaker.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
We've been talking a lot off the air about, I mean, it's like a science trying to figure out the right girl to go out with, being in different kind of toxic relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it all starts with the first date, right?
Yeah. You can really make or break it. Totally. And with matchmaking, what I do is I actually don't even let them talk on the phone. I just set up the first date and they meet without having talked before. Because what happens so many times is they mess it up on the phone.
Yeah.
So especially if they haven't been dating a while, if they've been just gotten out of a marriage, they don't really know what they're doing. They talk on the phone for 3 hours and tell their whole life story. And a lot of it is something they would maybe want to tell a therapist. But, they could be good people. It's just, and that's one tip I definitely have for first dates is be a little mysterious. Especially women, because I hear from the men. Actually, one matchmaking client of mine told me the next day, he said, it's a no. He said, first thing she brought up is whether I wanted to have kids or not.
Mm.
He's like,
right out the gate.
He's like, you know what? Even if I was super attracted to her, it would turn me off. You don't ask that question. And I know that too. I try to tell women that all the time. But it was good to hear it from his end as well, because women don't believe it. Women think they're saving time by qualifying a guy, you know, and making
sure
he's going to have kids. But you know what? A guy can lie to you, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, it's so stupid. Just don't ask that question on a first date.
It's like an interview process. I mean, if you're being fair about it, I mean, you're going in there and you're talking to this person's representative, which is what we do anyways, the first few dates anyway. So whatever you're getting that first date is just kind of nonsense. You want to see if you like each other, right? I mean, just start from the very basic is, do I like this person I'm sitting across from?
Exactly.
We're going to have more with Karenna Alexander coming up next, including what you should and should not be doing on these first dates, right here on Star 99.9. Karenna Alexander, she is Connecticut's foremost authority on matchmaking, right here on Star 99.9, today's best mix. Raven and I have selected somebody for producer Carrie to go out with tonight, and we wanted to get some pointers on what she should and shouldn't be doing.
Yeah. Karenna, what are the biggest mistakes that people make on first dates?
Talking too much about ex-boyfriends, problems in their family, just all kinds of problems. Like, they use it as a therapy session. That's a huge mistake. And it drags the whole tone of the date down. It should be a fun day just to get to know each other. And it's all about chemistry, really. Honestly, the big thing I say, especially to women, is look as great as you can, especially for men. Men are very visual. So look as good as you can on the date.
I was just going to ask you.
That's important.
I always see, like, when my girlfriends are going out for the first time and they met a guy online and everything is good, they come out and I'm like, are you going to swing on a pole tonight? Like, what are you wearing? You know? And
they look a little too slutty.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's a good point.
Right. Like, what is the proper way to dress? You know?
That's a really good point. There's a balance. I totally agree. That's what I say. Sexy, not slutty. You know, body conscious is good. Tight's good. But, there's that whole rule where you don't show cleavage and leg at the same time. You know,
you have to pick one or the other.
Yeah,
you
pick that's a rule.
Yeah,
that's a chick rule. Yeah.
I didn't know that was a rule.
A lot of girls know that. We don't. A lot of women
I never
know.
Heard that rule before in my life.
Well, just think about it. If you see,
that's like righty tighty, lefty loosey. I mean, that's like an easy rule to remember.
It's so good. You're gonna look, but is it the best dating strategy?
Right.
That's what I'm looking. And I look for long term. I'm not looking for hookups here with my clients. I really want them to be happily in a relationship.
There's always like that awkward conversation starter, like when you're trying to get to know somebody. What do you suggest are some of the things that you go into in the back of your mind, say, I'll ask this, that'll get the conversation going?
Yeah, basic stuff like what you do for a living. Although I have to say, I have like rules for men and rules for women. I think the men should be kind of asking more of the questions. Mm-hmm. I'm a little old-fashioned that way. I think if the man's going to ask you on a date and take you out and court you, I think you should be kind of doing a lot of the work. And I find that he should ask you, questions about where you work, your family, what hobbies you like, what movies you've seen. Find common ground that way. Late stuff, though. Lately, I would, and this has only come up really lately, is with this election. And when that comes up on a date, it can be very, I don't know, it can get explosive. So I would almost steer clear of politics.
Right. I would definitely suggest that. That's been our anthem on this show.
Okay,
right.
Good.
Just steer
in general, on Facebook, on a date, at the dinner table, everything.
People on Facebook are killing me.
It's unbelievable. So keep it light then.
Keep it light on the first date. Yeah. You and like we said, it does boil down to chemistry.
You know, I know a lot's changed over the last few years, or at least since I was dating. As a guy going out on a first date, should you be paying for the first meal? Is that how it works? Or is that even an insult nowadays? I don't know.
No, I do think guys should offer. And I think men, when they do ask you out, they should definitely pay. And if a guy asks you out and he wants to split the check, I might split it. I'm not going to argue with him, but I probably wouldn't see him again.
Fair enough. Corinna, if people want to find you, where can they go?
They can go to my website, CorinnaAlexander.com. It's K-A-R-E-N-N-A Alexander.com.
Yeah, if you want that and it went by too fast, don't worry. We got you covered. Just go to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven, or you could also head to the website, star999.com, and we'll have all the info there. And we're excited. Producer Carrie is going out on a blind first date tonight, so we're hopeful that she follows your advice, and we'll see how it goes.
Can't wait to hear how it goes.